And welcome in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy here with you. 737-9522, the phone number. That's 615-737-9522. We've been talking a little bit about the Bill Lee transition process and who has been put into place in his senior positions and cabinet positions, who are being added as we speak, who are whispering in his ear to direct his assembling of his senior leadership team and cabinet. And you're welcome to join us, 615-737-9522. Bill Lee and his team have not been able to find any conservatives, any consistent, dependable conservatives to serve in the senior positions in his administration at this point. They've appointed roughly 12 cabinet-level positions, including Commissioner of Finance and Administration, Agriculture, Commerce and Insurance, Tourism, Safety and Homeland Security, Banking. You can go to TennesseeStar.com and read kind of our analysis of the people he's putting in place. Now, I don't have anything against these people personally. I'm sure they're fine people. The ones I know are nice people. The ones I don't, I'm sure they're nice people. That's not the question. The question is, Bill Lee ran as a conservative and claimed he was a conservative, and you had a lot of his supporters saying, "Well, I'm voting for Bill Lee because Randy Boyd is a moderate, and Dianne Black is too much Washington." I don't see anybody appointed so far by Bill Lee that is less moderate than what we would have seen under the worst case scenario from a Randy Boyd. So the people who were against Randy Boyd because they perceived him as too moderate, they ought to be appalled by what Bill Lee has done and is continuing to do. And share your thoughts. If you think Bill Lee is doing what he promised, he's a conservative and he's making conservative appointments, then certainly weigh in. If you're having buyer's remorse, as I'm hearing from people all over the state, 615-737-9522, feel free to weigh in on that. And if you know conservatives that he ought to be considering that apparently they're not, they can't find anybody because the Democrat lobbyists who are whispering in their ear, who in some cases are trying to put their spouses into senior positions. Yeah, that's right. Democrat lobbyists are working and having support from the Democrats that Bill Lee has surrounded himself with to put Democrat leadership into the cabinet or blocking conservatives. If they're conservative names, because I got people say, well, who would you hire, Steve? We'll talk a little bit about that, but I'd love to have your insight as well. 615-737-9522.
I have 2 points here. Number one, personnel is policy. That's a standard rule, and it's proven all the time.
Trump is proving it in Washington.
Absolutely.
When you don't put conservatives in, you don't see your agenda put into place.
But number two is, in fairness to Governor-elect Lee, he's not articulated what his policy agenda will be at a specific level. He's had some sort of broad, generic campaign pledges, one of which I want to...
One of his campaign commercials didn't lay out a specific agenda other than, you know,
I'm
he wants
nice
people
guy.
To know how to weld, and I'm nicer than the other two people.
Which, it's probably true.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So, but here, I'm going to tell you what I think is the most important potential policy issue. And we've got a story about it, actually, in the Tennessee Star. School choice provides flexible options that fit students' unique needs, Beacon Center says, at Jackson event. Now, Governor-elect Lee made school choice like one of his priorities. Now, school choice is a broad agenda, right? It's broad. There's a lot of stuff you could put in.
And his announced policy director, Tony Nikdajad, is a guy who has a track record, has worked aggressively to promote vouchers and school choice.
So
he's got a guy in the inner circle
right.
who could promote that particular policy.
Now, my personal feeling is school choice in some very specific approaches, and there are options from educational savings account to vouchers, but school choice is the way to go because my personal feeling is the public schools are lost. For a number of reasons in terms of citizenship and quality of education across the board. This is my personal view. I think they're lost. So to me, the most important thing that Bill Lee could make as his agenda, his number one issue, would be to support a specific bill to introduce school choice to Tennessee. I haven't seen anything yet. But I'm open, and I'm giving Governor-elect benefit of the doubt in that regard.
Well, and you've had school choice voucher plans proposed and moving through the legislature in years past. It's always been blocked thanks to the Tennessee Education Association, the teachers union, and the money that they've piled in. And legislators that say, well, I agree with school choice and vouchers, But, you know, in my district, there are more teacher voters than people who will send their kids to private schools with taxpayer dollars. And therefore, the political numbers just don't work for me. And therefore, a lot of the rural Republican conservative legislators don't embrace vouchers. I don't know that that's really changed, though.
I agree with you on that. I think that this is an area that cries out for leadership. And Governor-elect Lee, if you're listening, time to lead on school vouchers and school choice.
Well, and
let's call it just school choice.
You've got some traditional conservative Republican legislators who've fallen for the scam that, well, if we have school choice, if we have vouchers, that's going to fund Muslim madrasas. Tax dollars are going to go fund Muslim education. Well, it's funding Catholic education, Catholic schools.
Yeah.
It's funding evangelical education in private
It's funding
Christian
choice.
Schools. It's if you're going to fund private schools, some are going to have a religious leaning that may be different than yours. That's not the reason to block it. We'll talk more and get your thoughts. Who are some conservatives that could serve in a Lee administration if they would just broaden their search beyond the little inner circle that's trying to block conservatives from the Lee administration? We'll talk more about it in a moment.